Towns are cut off, roads are blocked, and communities are stranded. After days of heavy rain, more wet weather is on its way, with three states in eastern Australia bracing for further flooding.
This is a pretty bad flood, and the damage it's going to cause now to the roadways and everything else. We've just got out of COVID. We've already got a big bill for that. Now we've got another big bill to do all the repairs.
Dams are full and overflowing. Rivers are swollen, and the ground on much of the east coast has been saturated.
So the rainfall that falls has no capacity to be absorbed into the soil. It's running straight into rivers, and we're starting to see those rivers respond to the heavy rainfall yesterday and overnight.
Melbourne is expecting its most intense weather event of the year this week, and Sydney has recorded its wettest year on record. With torrential rain forecast as Australia rides out its third consecutive La Niña event.
The really unfortunate thing about having La Niña events back to back is that if you get 1 year of intense rain and flooding, you fill up your dams, the soil is saturated with water, and then if you have a subsequent year of heavy rainfall, you need a lot less rain to cause a flood. So it's a lot more damaging to have these events back to back.
It may be sunny here in Queensland, but the Bureau of Meteorology's long-range forecast predicts that much of eastern Australia will be hit with above-average rainfall in coming months. Its latest national report also shows that climate change is influencing Australia's weather, and these rain events are the result. The La Niña, which delivers heavy rainfall, is predicted to last into the southern hemisphere's summer months. The forecast predicts the wet weather won't dissipate until February next year. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.